It is by the Statistics Estonia, who has elaborated a concept on developing indicators on integration of disabled people. However, it was triggered by the need from the policymakers, as the funding of disability pensions has grown enormously. And so it started on behalf of the policymakers, but it has evolved into a, so to say, collaborative working group where we argue what we should present and what we should do. The main interest from policymakers' view is to understand to which extent those who are authorized to get any benefits or pensions are really these people who are disabled as a whole. And it is also a way to go more to this social model of disability, linking data from register, from administrative register, with data in service. And so this idea became wider to monitor different minorities, not only disabled people, and for that purpose is, for instance, also on immigrant population. Statistics Estonia has developed special items and is in development, all of those. And also it has... there has been some support from the Eurostat level, although, as Howard will tell you in the next presentation, that has not been very well taken by the national authorities at the moment, because it needs... quite a lot of funding to implement the new schemes. And in Estonia, also, Statistics Estonia is not going to be part of this new framework at the moment at the national level, but at the somebody is going to make some data from Estonia. So what who worked in this working group on integration of disabled population? There were mainly the Statistics Estonia people from the Ministry of Education, Ministry of Social Affairs, from National Institute for Health Development, and I as the ANET representative. And the main aim then is to relate the social insurance board data and self-definition in a set of all indicators that are possible to have and try to then compare these groups by different indicators. We had quite severe discussions, methodological issues, because the policymakers would like to see age groups which are relevant for their policymaking. And we are more eager to see how our country is doing in comparison to other countries. So we would like to see more overall comparable, for instance, age groups, but also it is the definitions for if you compare special needs compared to disability, like in education. So how to put these different things together? we are in a process. Most probably there will be some deviations, but hopefully we can come to an agreement which is possible for all of us to understand. And we identified the main indicators as the framework was developed in this ANET group and tried to, under each item, find the possibilities to have and the sources which could map these indicators. The only problem we have where we cannot really maybe link with survey data is the indicators which are under the theme choice and control, where we have mostly administrative data. And we think maybe there are some tools for maybe not such general population coverage where we can still have some comparisons also with social model compared to administrative model. And these main data sources, what we are using for making up these indicators, are main surveys which are in principle available all over Europe. These are time use surveys which cover 2 points in time mainly. Household budget survey, which is going to be in Estonia in every 2 years. Silk Estonia, which is also Silk EU. It's also a labor force survey. And then Administrative Social Insurance Board and Information System of Education, which are register data, where we try to match these official data to the what people say about themselves. And what we have done now, by the end of this year, we have elaborated the concept, and together with this concept, we try to implement the first phase of the database by the end of the year, having data presented on all main indicators in comparison between total population, administrative disability, and social disability. And for the next 2 years, we are trying to improve, maybe find additional indicators where, or agree on more comparative way of presentation. Hopefully, this new survey would also bring some information and flavor into indicators, but as Statistics Estonia is not going to implement this survey, we are mostly have to wait until Eurostat puts this data on the website and then we can access it. And it is foreseen already in the statistical program that in 2014 we have to make an analytical report which is representing these data and is called at the moment Quality of Life and Social Integration of Disabled Population. So I'm looking forward, and I think that in most of our countries which come from Europe, all these indicators can be really picked up